Namaste, my name is Rosimo, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the shocking, the third secret of Fatima the Vatican tried to hide. And this published now Pope Leo, the 14th. Okay. It's written in a romance letter, okay. The third secret of Fatima was given to three shepherds' children in Portugal. For decades, speculation swirled about its meaning. Now, Pope Leo XIV has revealed what was missing from the original message, and it is not about an apocalypse. It is about something far more subtle, far more dangerous. What is it? Our smartphones. And you see it, and I could see it in Singapore. It's just a prophecy for our time. 20 years ago in Singapore, people could be seen reading religious books on the subway. 10 years later, those books had been replaced by smartphones. God was pushed out and destruction crept in. And that you could see everywhere in Singapore. They had so much interest in religion, and today, smartphone. The hidden part of the third secret speaks of the sickness of our hearts. A slow drift into comfortable emptiness. Faith dying not through persecution, but through noise, distraction, and false comfort. Church filled with an art but empty of prayer. A world connected by invisible wires, yet people more isolated than ever. A world connected by invisible wires, yet people more isolated than ever. That is the original. Does this sound familiar? The crisis we face. Today we live in an age of isolation with suicide rates higher than ever before. We have access to all the world's information, yet we are losing all sense of truth. The prophecy warned of a great apostasy, a mass falling away from God. A mass falling away from God. Not so angry atheism, but to lukewarm belief. It's even not lukewarm anymore. It's called belief. People who call themselves Christian but whose hearts are cold. People who go to church but whose souls are asleep. We have become exactly what was foretold. Believers whose faith burns only at room temperature. Christians whose spiritual pulse barely registers above flat line. The great noise, and now the new age movement. Oh, we are going to a higher realm and we change our reality. And they cannot understand. The reality is what the evil is choosing for them. When I speak to young people about Jesus knocking at their souls, most of them cannot hear him. Not because he stopped knocking, but because their lives are filled with so much noise that his gentle voice is drowned out. We are the children of the great apostasy, not of disbelief, but of destruction, not of rejection, but of attention lost. Our souls are like overloaded circuits, buzzing constantly with information yet never connecting to the divine current that gives life meaning. This is chilling accuracy of the vision of Fatima.